Welcome to the second of our International Clinical Trials Day special podcast from East Lancashire Hospitals NHS Trust, where we're with research midwife Bev Hammond.
Okay, so next we're going up to the early pregnancy unit. This is where I do the majority of my daily work. I'm the lead coordinator for two studies that we run up there. That's the three study, and that's looking at management for ectopic pregnancy for women that are having medical management for the condition. We are at the moment, we are actually the joint top recruiter in the UK. The hospital trust that we are actually in joint first place with is actually one of the larger hospitals in the London area. So I think really, obviously we are classed as a small district general hospital over at Burnley. It's a fantastic accolade for the work that we've done with the early pregnancy unit. The other study that I'm currently running is called That's only been open for a matter of a few weeks, and that's looking at treatment options around women that have unfortunately had a diagnosis of a miscarriage prior to 14 weeks. We've also started recruiting really well. Again, it's all thanks to the early pregnancy staff and there that we have that fantastic working relationship with.
Hi, my name is Melissa Singh. I'm one of the five early pregnancy nurse specialists here at the Lancashire Women and Newborn Centre. We are a very busy unit looking after women with early pregnancy complication up until 20 weeks. As a team, we're actively involved in promoting research and clinical studies for ladies that could potentially benefit them, and the research team are actively involved with us daily. We identify women that could potentially benefit from clinical trials, research that's available to them. And miscarriage, for example, is a particularly sensitive area, so it's very important to have that holistic approach for ladies.
And the women's research that takes place here at East Lancashire Hospitals, I know you play an important part, Bev, but it's much more than just you, isn't it?
Obviously, within the women's health team, we have obviously our team leader. We've currently got two research midwives, but we just recruited another one who hopefully will be starting in the next few months. We've got a senior research support officer who is sort of the lead admin person, and we've also got two admin assistants. We've also got a neonatal research nurse, paediatric research nurse, and we've also got support from one of the diabetes nurses that works on a specific paediatric diabetic study. With our nurses, it's really, really important, I think, to have that core team. Obviously, as I've said previously, you know, we do work with the clinicians, you know, we do bring people in, but I think to have that sort of face of research is really important. One thing that I was really keen on is having that identification of the research team. So although the midwives and nurses are in uniform, to identify them slightly separate from the clinical teams and having the research badges on, again, it's promoting further the awareness of research within the hospital. And I think that's really important. Not that it's any better than any of the other staff, and that's not what I'm saying at all. It just gives us our own identity and shows us what we're working with. So in relation to the research teams within BLHT, we are a fairly small team. But I think we are, you know, we are very productive. You know, we do well. You know, we're hitting our targets as, you know, we're recruiting to time and target. You know, we've increased research awareness within our directorate. And I think really, you know, I think it's working. You know, I'm really happy with the team. I mean, obviously it's not my team, you know, I'm only part of it. But, you know, we do work really well together. We all identify each other's strengths and obviously weaknesses as well. You know, we all work together. And I think that's it. That whole team approach has been really successful in the last few years.
Involved in every study are the academic researchers, whose role is to collect and analyse the research data provided by dozens of hospitals and then present the results and recommendations at the end of the study.
My name is Anastasia Topalidou. I am a researcher, member of Research in Childbirth and Health Unit at University of Central Lancashire. Currently, in collaboration with East Lancashire Hospital Trust Women and Children's Health Research Team, we are conducting a study which involves pregnant and labouring women. The conduction of a clinical study is a multifactorial process which involves many parameters, activities and procedures. The engagement between academia and researchers with clinical midwives and research midwives offers a unique dynamic and enables both parties to exchange knowledge and experiences, to learn from each other and potentially to improve and evolve through this process. The support from the R&D team and the Women and Children's Health Research team was crucial for the conduction of our study. From the guidance and the feedback that we have to the participants' recruitment procedures and the engagement with the end users. During these collaborations, ideas and plans for other studies were generated, and we hope to have the privilege to work again with East Lancashire Hospital Trust in the future.
And I know you're particularly passionate about one aspect of research that is often underappreciated.
One of the core parts of our role, obviously, is data collection for the study. It's really important to make sure we've got robust data collection. Obviously, you know, it's involved in looking at the outcomes for the study. Again, it's a whole team approach. It may be, obviously, I'm recruiting a patient, but we have got the support of the clinical team, making sure, obviously, that their documentation and their reporting is accurate. But also, it's absolutely vital. We've got the support of the research support officers. They're able to input the data. Again, obviously, we've got fantastic working relationships with the trial centres. We trained on the databases, all the documentation that we need, and obviously any data queries that we get. So again, I know I keep going on about a whole team approach, but it's really, really important that we get all the information. We obviously working with records to get the notes, the clinical teams, the secretaries. For the consultants, we work with everybody. So even though we're a small team, we've got this collaborative approach, and basically we all work really well together to get the outcomes that we need. We've had patients that have been followed up maybe 1 or 2 years after the end of the study, and they've remembered the research staff as well as the clinical midwives or nurses that they've had, and that makes us feel a lot better because we know we've made a difference to those patients.
I suppose that's interesting because we're talking about the pregnancy side of things. The women will have a relationship with the midwife or maybe the consultant for maybe 12 months or so, but your studies go on quite often a lot longer than that.
That's right. I mean, research study that we finished probably about 18 months ago. I'm now having women contact me still, asking when the results of the study are out. And they're remembering that they were involved in that study, they know what their outcomes were, but they know to come back to me, obviously, because I was their contact within the study. And that makes me feel like I'm actually, I'm making a difference. And that, to me, just shows that I'm doing my job to the best of my ability.